ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.
Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
Lydie Carrère has 2 months. 2 months before her visa expires, and 8.5 years could end with a plane ticket back to France. In that time, she'll finish her master's degree, treat dozens of clients, and wait for a nomination from the Victorian government that may never come. But this story isn't just about paperwork and politics. It's about people. The people who walk into her clinic in pain and walk out able to move again. The people who've witnessed her build a life from nothing. And the people who are asking a simple question. If Lydie Carrère isn't the kind of immigrant Australia wants, then who is? Ellen James has been seeing Lydie for myotherapy for more than 2 years. Every month, she books in, and every month, she asks the same question.
I have been a client of hers for a good 2 years or more, and every time I see her every month, I ask her how she's progressing, and the answer is not very well. And it just makes me sad because she is a very hardworking individual who is a very caring person, who has done all the right things and has followed the process.
Elaine isn't just a client. She's someone who trusts Lydie with her health. When she hurt her back badly, she messaged Lydie directly.
I hurt my back very badly and I contacted her directly on her mobile to ask her if she had any time for me the following day. And she actually made time. It was prior to her start time to see me because she knew that I was in pain. She's a very caring person in the sense that she does listen. And as a result, I have referred people to her and I trust her with my health.
Trust is the foundation of healthcare and it's not easily replaced. Elaine has perimenopause-related hip pain. Lydie applied her clinical myotherapy training specifically to Elaine's condition. If Lydie goes, Elaine doesn't know where to turn.
It saddens me that I may need to look for a new myotherapist soon, and I'm a bit daunted by that because I know that Lydie can't be replaced. She applies her learning, and she absolutely has in my case, as I have perimenopause, and she has applied her learning to my hip pain, and that has helped me significantly. I'm not guaranteed that I'm going to have the same level of care by the next practitioner, so it may be a period of shopping around, and during that period, my health will decline.
Shopping around for healthcare in regional Victoria isn't like shopping in Melbourne. Caroline Cleary knows this. She's the course coordinator and senior lecturer for the Bachelor of Health Science in Clinical Myotherapy, Lydie's degree program. She's been teaching for over 20 years.
I have taught so many students that I cannot count, and Lydie is definitely one of the students that I will remember, that I have remembered for a long time in class, because in general, she's quite tenacious in the most positive way. She always asked questions. She wanted to know the exact reason behind things. She was very studious and the best possible way. It took up a lot of my time. That was not a negative thing at all. It was definitely positive.
But Caroline also remembers the distress throughout 2024. As Lydie's visa situation worsened, she watched a dedicated student struggle to focus.
To see Lydie so distressed really broke my heart. It was extremely unpleasant to see someone who really cares, because a lot of students honestly just come to class for the sake of coming to class. Lydie was not one of those people. So it was really hard to see her incredibly distressed multiple times throughout that year, too many to count.
But Lydie kept going. She graduated, she kept her business open, she kept studying, and she kept showing up for clients, even as the country she wanted to belong to refused to show up for her.
It's impressive for her to show up for other people when the country that she wants to be part of isn't showing up for her.
Caroline also understands something the politicians may not. Regional Australia is desperate for allied health professionals, myotherapists, degree-qualified practitioners who treat the whole person, not just the Soani, are in short supply.
In comparison, Metro Melbourne, in comparison to regional, complete opposites when it comes to that skill set. There's so many different types of therapists in Melbourne that you walk 100 metres and you've gone past five different clinics. Regional, there is a skills shortage of general practitioners and physiotherapists that I'm aware of in regional Victoria, and they're trying to get more out there. They're probably not going to. So I think having more therapists from all realms, but obviously I'm going to advocate for clinical myotherapy, it's almost a requirement.
In Geelong specifically, Caroline says every myotherapist she knows is flat out.
I know a lot of the myotherapists in Geelong, and everyone's really happy, really busy. I used to teach a lot of regional courses, and I would see a lot of those therapists over the last 15 years or so, and they are so busy. They are asking me now to get graduated students to come and work for them because they just need more people to help everyone in the area.
And yet, here's Lydie, fully booked, turning clients away, running a business that takes pressure off the strained regional health system, and yet facing deportation. Jamside Bottom sees it every day. The chiropractor who shares his office with Lydie has watched her build something remarkable.
I've been in Geelong for 14 years, and Lydie has worked in the office next to mine for the last 4.5. And I can attest to the fact that she is an incredible therapist. With regards to how busy she is, she's always booked out. People need to wait to get in.
But James knows the numbers don't tell the full story. Lydie is limited by her student visa to 48 hours of work per fortnight. During holidays, she can work more. But most of the year, she's capped. And even with that cap, she turns a profit.
She's been limited by the amount of hours she can work as a student. They're only allowed to work so many hours under the conditions of the visa she's on. If she was not limited by the hours that she could work, she would be making a huge amount of money because she's so busy. She says no to people daily because she's fully booked. She's not working full time because she's not allowed to. The sky's the limit for Lydie with regards to the amount of money she can make.
Cette annonce est traduite par un interprète certifié Nati.
This ad is interpreted by a Nati certified interpreter.
Avec un interprète certifié, vous pouvez exprimer exactement ce que vous voulez dire en français.
With a certified interpreter, you can express exactly what you want to say in French.
Et ce que vous dites reste confidentiel et inchangé.
And what you say stays private and unchanged.
Parce que nous avons tous le droit d'être compris.
Because we all deserve to be understood.
Demandez un interprète certifié Nati. Pour en savoir plus, rendez-vous sur nati.au/interpreter.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
The sky is the limit, but the visa system keeps the ceiling low, and James has watched the waiting take its toll.
She's put herself through school, so she's getting the degrees up. She's not a burden on our education system. She's paying to educate herself here. She's moved halfway across the world. She's got no family here. She's doing this all off her own bat. At the moment, when the migration system is sort of under attack and sort of people with their ideas about what it should look like and what it doesn't look like, this is totally what it should look like. Here is someone that's chosen Australia. When we say send her home, This is her home. She spent 8.5 years here. She has an Australian accent. Like, yeah, she's got a French accent. But some of the things she says sounds like she's got an Australian accent.
An Australian accent, yeah, nah. 8.5 years, a business, a community, a life. James doesn't mince words about what he thinks of the system that's putting all of that at risk.
It's actually cruel to have to watch this woman wait and wait and wait to see, will I be picked, will I be picked, while she's got this, like, she's fully booked out in a business where she's creating a regional health business, looking after people. She takes pressure off the regional health system. It's horrendous the way that she's being treated by this system. I'm furious about it.
Furious, and he's not alone. James points out something the visa points system can't measure: community contribution. Lady volunteers, she treats athletes at local soccer clubs, she shows up at fun runs to offer her skills for free.
During that time, she was also going to soccer clubs and other fun runs and things and volunteering her help to these community events off her own bat. To be honest, I don't think I've ever really done that for the community. She's coming here from another country. She's more community-minded than I am.
More community-minded than the Australians who won't let her stay. It's a bitter irony that runs through this whole story. Liddy treats Victoria police officers referred by the Department of Justice. She treats WorkSafe clients. Government agencies send her their people, but the government won't give her a visa. And then there's the Geelong Cats, the AFL powerhouse. Liddy knows they're my therapists. She's worked alongside them, but she won't abandon her own clients for the glamour of professional sport.
The Cats in Geelong, they have remedial massage and myotherapist, and I know most of them. The only reason of why I can't is because it's my own practice, and I don't find that correct and fair to cancel and drop my schedule the day prior just to go and help them and sort them out. I understand they're the Cats. I understand they can win a game, they can lose a game. So you cannot predict, you know, your schedule. But this is why I was like just staying away from them, because I really care for people and I don't want to do that.
She really cares for people. It's what everyone says. Elaine, who worries about her hip pain. Caroline, who watched her fight through a degree while her visa crumbled. James, who sees her turn clients away because there's not enough of her to go around. And all of them are asking the same thing. Why? Why does a system that claims to want skilled regional workers refuse to nominate one who's already succeeding? And why do politicians who represent Geelong refuse to meet with a constituent who's created jobs and treated their own constituents? Why does a woman who says, yeah, nah, get marked down on an English test by a country that won't let her belong? Liddy Carey has endured pain tremendously through 2 years of silence from the Department of Jobs, Skills, Industry and Regions, through cold shoulders from MPs, through 2 days of being technically illegal because her university filed paperwork late, through 2.5 weeks of a shattered business, through the mental health toll that her client Elaine can see every month.
Well, I can see that her mental health over the last few months has certainly declined as a result. And that makes me sad to hear that people that are doing all the right things in this country still may get to the 11th hour and may be asked to go home as a result of a process.
The 11th hour, that's where we are. September 23rd, 2026, Liddy's visa expires. Her master's degree is nearly complete. Her business is thriving. Her clients are loyal. Her community has embraced her. But the nomination hasn't come. And without it, the 491 visa can't proceed. And without the visa, Liddy Carré, French by birth, Australian by choice, will have to close her clinic, say goodbye to the life she's built, and leave. James Sidebottom has one last thing to say.
We can't afford to lose people like Liddy that have made our country her home for the last 8 years, contributing to society and our community. We can't afford to lose those people through bureaucracy. It's ridiculous. Here is the perfect migration story. I hope it has a happy ending.
A happy ending? Is that too much to ask for a woman who has done everything right? For a regional city that needs her? For a country that claims to value hard work, community and skill? Didikare is still waiting, but the clock is running out.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où où vous obtenez vos podcasts.
Ambition is one thing, making it real is another. That's where Capgemini comes in, helping businesses turn ambition into action, combining AI, technology, and human expertise to solve complex challenges, delivering transformation that works in the real world. From idea to implementation, we close the gap between intention and impact. Capgemini, proud to be the official technology partner of the Tour de France.